Award season in Hollywood has arrived, and Sunday night brings the Golden Globes. It's an informal precursor to the Academy Awards. Informal because the number of people doing the voting and their backgrounds couldn't be more different. Golden Globe votes are cast by fewer than 100 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and the entries include both movies and TV shows.
Is there a problem?
Not really. Saddled over there with your black man accessory, and I'm just tired of that story, to be honest.
I want you to be my VP. You're the solution to my problem.
The vice presidency is mostly a symbolic job.
I am going to find the thing you care about. And I am going to kill it.
With me to talk about the Golden Globes is Glenn Whipp, columnist for the Los Angeles Times. Glenn, what are the biggest differences between the Golden Globes and the Oscars?
The Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, divides the film categories between comedy, musical, and drama. So there's an opportunity to reward twice as many performers and films, which puts different people in the spotlight. You know, on the comedy musical side, that's often not a type of films that get award season recognition. Although it's kind of weird the way sometimes the Hollywood Foreign Press Association classifies movies as comedies.
How often does it act as that precursor, that preview for things that are nominated for Golden Globes, even though, as you mentioned, the categories are a bit different? How much does that match up with the Oscars? Are there usually, is it fairly predictable from there, or are there surprises that pop up?
There are surprises that pop up, but in recent years, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has kind of hewed a little bit more toward the critical consensus. They used to kind of make some really odd choices, but they seem to have reined those in recently. It's 88 members, international journalists from 55 countries. Like this year, Oscar balloting begins the day after the Globes, so the Globes provide sort of a spotlight and a megaphone for the winners that night to kind of make their case and put on a good show, put on a good face for Oscar voters the next day. And yeah, there's generally a fair amount of overlap between the Globes and the Oscars.
Let's talk about the nominations a little bit. Vice, the Adam McKay film about Dick Cheney, I was considered to be pretty unique, I guess, along the lines of his Big Short, sort of an unpredictable format to that. What did you think of it, and did it surprise you that it led the pack with the number of nominations?
Well, again, that's a movie that's in the comedy categories, so it received 6 nominations. It's a pretty dark look at Cheney and kind of political power here in the United States. That certainly has its darkly comic moments, but I mean, again, is it a comedy? That's left, I guess, to the viewer and the HFPA. I liked it quite a bit, but it's an interesting movie in that it really divided the critical community. People seem to either love it or despise it. The nominations for the Globes came out before any of the reviews broke, so it was interesting this year for Vice to receive 6 nominations leading the way before there was any critical consensus about the movie, sort of going out there, planting the flag on their own. And they've been known to do that. They kind of like being edgy that way, kind of, again, planting the flag before anyone else. That's particularly true on the television side, where they like to reward brand new shows before the Emmy voters can get to them.
Well, that might bring up the subject of Atlanta, which in its first year got a lot of love from the Golden Globes, and then this year got snubbed. I don't know if we want to talk about snubs, but that's always what intrigues people, the surprises and snubs. Mm-hmm. Did Atlanta fall into that category for you?
It's really hard to discern any kind of guiding principle with the HFPA when it comes to television, other than they're attracted to shiny new things. So somebody could win a Globe for a performance on a TV show one year and then not be nominated the next year because they're so intent on nominating new people from new shows. Any show, including Atlanta, being snubbed isn't a surprise because they just move so quickly from year to year to new shows.
Glenn, let me wrap it up with just a question about the ceremonies themselves. We start off with the fact that people who attend are allowed to drink alcohol. That's one of the staples of the Golden Globes. And then the idea that the host sometimes, I remember Ricky Gervais got some attention for how he sort of talked to the audience. Sandra Oh, Andy Samberg, going to co-host. What are your expectations for them? I mean, does this sound like an interesting pair? Does it sound like a pair that might have fun with the spirit of the Golden Globes?
I think it could be fun. Samberg's hosted a handful of award shows, including the Emmys. Sandra Oh has never hosted, but she's funny, and she has a very dry sense of humor, and she could win for Killing Eve. She could win drama actress television. So it could be a great night for her, kind of harkening back to when Amy Poehler won a Golden Globe for Parks and Rec one of the years she and Tina Fey co-hosted. It's an unusual pairing, so that lends itself to probably some surprises, but because it's an unusual pairing, it's really hard to know if they're going to mesh well together, too.
That's Glenn Whipp of the Los Angeles Times helping us preview Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards.